Monday, welcome to KXEI's Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez from the University of Arizona, and I'm delighted to be here today with Roya Amini Tabrizi. Roya, how's it going?
Going pretty good. Everything is slowly going back to normal, so I'm really excited to be back in the lab. I'm a third-year PhD student majoring in environmental science and minoring in chemistry. I study carbon cycling, interstitial and aquatic ecosystems, microbial and viral communities. Right now, I'm working on a project to understand how increased temperature will affect the degradation of soil and how it's going to impact the greenhouse gas emissions from peatlands, because peatlands are an important ecosystem and they sequester a lot of carbon in them due to climate change. These peatlands are expected to emit a lot of methane and carbon dioxide. So we're trying to understand the geochemical processes that govern the emission of the greenhouse gases from these ecosystems.
Tell me what peatlands are.
So peatlands are mainly regions in northern part of the earth. Everything is frozen. There aren't many vegetation in these ecosystems. But now that global warming is hitting the northern part of earth, these frozen lands are being thawed. And as they thaw, the microbes start to, become active, degrade the carbon, and they emit carbon dioxide and methane. With peatlands, what we are finding is the increased temperature, it's going to expose the soil to more oxygen, and oxygen is reacting with this organic compounds in the soil. Microbes, they are contributing to that fact, but they are not as important as we previously thought. The factors that are not governed by microbes are actually as important as the microbes when it comes to degrading the soil and emitting carbon dioxide and methane.
What are you passionate about?
I've always been an environmental conscious person. And when I was in college, I joined a student environmental group that was dedicated to promoting sustainability and educating students. And that was when I decided I wanted to pursue a career in environmental area. I envisioned working towards understanding our Earth system better and finding innovative and sustainable solutions for current environmental issues.
I like hearing when students have outside of classroom experiences that mm-hmm. draw them into the field, because it really lets all of us know that we're all part of the solution here.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when I think about that, 4 years, they were maybe the happiest, the most satisfying years of my life, learning new things and finding my passion. And that's, I think, what formed my future and my future decisions to, come to US, change my major from chemistry to environmental science. So, yeah.
What do you want to do next?
Oh, that's a good question. I might do a postdoc to, gain more experience. Maybe working towards more agricultural research, trying to apply my knowledge to that field. Or if I get a job in industry, I would also be happy.
Sweet. So you're on KXEI Thesis Thursdays. We love to hear about the music that students jam out to, learn new things about students. Do you have a favorite band or song or just what you're listening to right now?
I like Indian alternative music and also pop and rock. Lately, I've been mainly listening to Arctic Monkeys, Ozier, and there's this old band that I've been listening to since I was in high school, My Chemical Romance. And I also love Coldplay, so. When I'm doing, data analysis or something that doesn't require me to focus too much, I listen to music. But when I'm reading something, just listen to just a background coffee shop noise.
All right. Thanks so much, Roya. Best of luck with your studies.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Bye.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. The music you're hearing is brought to you by Crow Wander. The name of the track is Your Eyes. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.